We continue our learning. We are in Yavamos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Now, previous Mishnah, we spoke about the Bia of a Yavam on his Yavama. We said there's no chiluk, there's no distinction between one type of Bia and another. We spoke about natural and unnatural has the same effect, and he's kone his wife through that Bia, through Yibam. So our Mishnah is going to speak about other Isurei Bia, where also we don't make a difference between natural and unnatural. Says the Mishnah, V'chein ha-ba'al achas b'kol ha-arayos ha-batorah. Person who has Bia with any of the arayos, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Mimezid, Bein Baonis, Bein Baratzon, oh, Psulos, or for that matter, anyone who had Bia not with Arayos, but women who are puzzled to them, which are Asuros through with Lav, there's not an Isser Kares or an Isser Misas based in like we have when it comes to Arayos, but let's say a Lav could go, and the Mishnah gives the examples, Almana L'Kohen Gadol, which is a Lo Sase, or Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, chalutz is derabanan, grush is deraisa, that a divorced woman cannot live with a kohen hedyo. So having that type of pasul bia, or the Mishnah gives another example of a lav, mamzeres unesina li Yisrael, or mamzeres living with the Yisrael, unesina, those who descended from the givonim, who also have the status of a mamzer or mamzeres, or bas Yisrael, a mamzer lanasin, or a bas Yisrael who lives with a mamzer or anasin, pasal. In all of these cases, this bia is going to passel this woman from marrying a kohen, either because she's a chalala or she's a zona. If she's a bas kohen, it's going to disqualify her from eating truma back in her father's house. Now, when we mentioned mamzeres unesina, the fact that if they have bia with a Yisrael, so that's going to now if they have a this is going to passel them to kahuna. They're passel to kahuna inherently. It's not because they didn't had any bia that was passel. They were passel before. Why do we mention mamzeres and nesina? Is the Gemara sues because of ha'ara'ah, meaning we spoke about partial penetration, so which we called ha'ara'ah as opposed to full bia. So Yisrael, who lives with the mamzeres or nesina, is going to be chayv malkos on ha'ara'ah as if it's a full gemar bia, it's a full bia. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here, that passels them. That's going to make not that the passel they're already been passel in the sense that the passel of kahuna, because the mamzeres and nesina are obviously passel to kohanim. They can't live with the kohen inherently, but the fact that they had bia, even ha'ara bia with the Yisrael, so that will make them puzzle in the sense that that's going to be a lav. That's going to be prohibited as well. The Mishnah here, so therefore has this whole list. We have the Arayos, and we have even the Psulos, where it's only a lav, the Almana to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza to a Kohen Hedyot, and then the Namzeres and Asina to Yisrael. So in all of these cases, as we said, it passels the woman to marry a Kohen, either because she's a Chalala, an Almana living with a Kohen Gadol, or Grusha to a Kohen Hedyot. So a Kohen Hedyot makes the Grusha into a Chalala. He doesn't become a Chalal, the child becomes a Chalal, which has the status of Yisrael, a non-Kohen, and cannot do Birkas Kohanim, can't eat Truma, but it makes her a Chalala as well. And then the Mishnah continues, V'lo Chalak, which is really the purpose of this Mishnah, V'lo Chalak bin Bia. Labia makes no difference what type of Bia it is. This, even if it's unnatural, this is going to be one that would not produce children. Nonetheless, that's going to be a Bia that's prohibited, that now will disqualify, once again, this woman from marrying a Kohen afterwards as a Chalala or a Zona, and that she cannot eat Truma b'vei Savia if she's a Bas Kohen. Going back to her father's house, she can no longer eat Truma. Typically speaking, where a woman returns, let's say she becomes an Almana, can go back to her father's house, or Grusha goes back to her father's house, so she is able to continue eating Truma, even though she was, even if she's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, where she cannot eat Truma when she was married, she returns to her father's house, she is able to eat truma. In this case, she is disqualified because she was involved in a bia psula. Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Almana l'Kohen Gadol, V'grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot. So in these cases, the Mishnah is talking about a case, Minha Erisin. This is a case where a Kohen Gadol was only Mekadesh an Alman. He only performed Kiddushin. He gave Kesef or Shtar, whatever it is. Or a Kohen Hedyot, a non-Kohen Gadol, who was Mekadesh a Grusha V'Chalutza. In all of these cases, this would be a Psula, but they're not, they don't have Nisun yet. They didn't go under the Chuppah yet. So at the point of Erisin, just at the point of Kiddushin, Lo Yochlu B'Truma. It's usher for them to eat Truma. Whether it's Truma from Beis Avi and from the father's house, if they are a Bas Kohen, or obviously married, in this case, if they're married, coming to a Kohen, they certainly can't eat Truma, because this is going to lead to a marriage that's going to be puzzled. So of course you can't eat Truma if she's a Bas Yisrael and she's marrying a Kohen, Kohen Hedya, let's say, for example. But she can't even continue to eat Truma in her father's house because they're waiting for a Bia Psula, which is not allowed. That's the Tana Kama's opinion. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, they allow her to eat Truma. They don't become Pasul for eating Truma at this point, only after Nisuin. Through the Bia, they become a Chalala, they become a Chalalos, and now we're Pasul for eating Truma. But if she's a Bas Kohen, and she's now Mikudeshes too, she's a Grusha, who's a Bas Kohen, who's Migureshes, who's now Mikudeshes, rather, to a Kohen Hedyot. So the fact that they haven't lived together, they didn't do anything usher. So she's not yet disqualified from eating Truma in her father's house. But the halacha follows the Tana Kama, that says the Rama Mehilchos Trumos, Perek Zayin, halacha Chaf Aleph, that even before Nisuin, even from Erisin, they should not be eating Truma. Why? And this is the language of the Rambam. Hoil vehein mishamros libia psula. They're mishamros. They're waiting. Mamtinos v'haviv shamara sadavar. They're waiting, anticipating a bia psula shel Torah, and therefore they should not be eating truma at this juncture. Nis armalu o nisgarshu. So let's say these women though became an almana or a grusha from these kohanim that they were not supposed to be living with. You have a grusha, let's say, who married a kohen hedyot, and now she becomes divorced from that kohen hedyot. So says the Mishnah, minha nisuin psulos. If they had nisuin already, full marriage, chuppah, so then, and now they became a grusha from that, that's like, this originally she was a grusha, married to a kohen hedyot, which she was not allowed to do, had full nisuin, and now she becomes a mugureshes again, but now from him, she can no longer eat truma, because she became a chalala through that bia. That bia makes her a chalala, as it would make the child, if they had a child, would be a chalal, so that she becomes a chalala as well. Mina erisin ksheros. But if they become, let's say, an almana or a grusha only from erisin efter kiddushin, they never had bia, didn't have this bia psula, so they don't become chalalos. This halacha is according to everybody, even the Tana Kama, who said before that a grusha who is engaged, who's betrothed, who has kiddushin with a kohen, let's say, where she's anticipating having bia with him when they have nisuin, but they haven't had nisuin yet, she can no longer eat truma in her father's house. That's true, but they would, they're very strict there. Nonetheless, they would agree that after erisin, the only problem there was because she's anticipating having a bia psula. But once she becomes an almana or a grusha and is not anticipating a bia psula, so then she's going to be kosher and will be able to eat truma at this point if she's an almana or a grusha going back to her father's house.